somebody once asked me, so if you are in war, like in a battlefield, what do you do? I mean, what do you do?
And you're just a civilian.
Like, you're like saving your country, you have this inside that, why am I here? That, and we just thought of a beautiful, like, let's say, call it exit plan.
Yeah.
I mean, let's write a beautiful story from it, right? So, what was the story? Who escaped? How?
So the story was, I have a very close friend who's an entrepreneur and phenomenal woman, mother, and entrepreneur. And so she grew up in the Bosnian War, Serbo-Croatian War, and in her, I think, early 20s or late teenage years into the early 20s. Anyway, so growing up every day and watching people everywhere around you just getting blown up and just bombs everywhere. And then I had a friend, well anyway, this friend, you were saying, and I asked you the question, what would you do if you grew up like that? I mean, what is there to look forward to in them every day? Like, what does a child think in their mind? Is there
a
future?
How many person we're going to kill, how many days?
Uh-huh. So, you said, I would escape.
I would find a cute girl and escape.
Yeah, and that's exactly what she did.
And make it a love story, or escape for a cute girl that is waiting for me.
Well, she did, because she married a sniper from the US and escaped. And he rescued her.
Even if he's on the other team, I don't care. I just care
that
there is a connection.
He was on the other team.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine having all these young people with apps just sharing their profiles? Mm-hmm. Hey, do you want to escape with me? Yes, let me see where you. Okay, this is how we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. Yes, privately. And we dismantle all the forces with love.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that would be so
amazingly beautiful. Let's escape to the promised land.
Yeah. Yeah, and we can create like a sacred thing that we, you know. Yeah, let's talk about that too.
Yeah,
are
for sure.
A good idea?
That's one way to renounce and to say I'm a sovereign being.
And escape with love.
Uh-huh.
Dignity. Even if you die for love. Not
exactly.
For now, for
exactly.
Faith, for hope of a new world that you can live, you know, happily ever after, not caring about. Is that I'm going to eat tomorrow, or where is my heart? Nothing. It's just all given love, abundance, everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
we did it. That's why we ran the Matrix. We escaped for love.
So if you are in the trenches and you don't know what to do, can you listen to all these crappy things?
Especially on the news.
And a cute girl. Or you, cute girl. And a cute guy.
Uh-huh.
And cute is just cute for you. It's not that he's, you know, super hot or not as cute that you find, oh, you know, I like her smile. I like his smile.
Yeah.
And I would like to walk the path together. Yeah, I know, these adventures we call, you know, finding love.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding love, understanding ourselves.
Yeah.
Welcome connected in body,
to the vision quest.
Mind and spirit.
Yeah, the vision quest within.
Spiritual life vision quest.
Exactly.
In La Sierra Nevada. Ciao, ciao. ParchesYou.com.